Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be sunny with a high near 57 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 36. Thursday, areas of frost before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 62. And in the news for today, the WPR Online News is reporting that Wisconsin residents will likely pay hundreds more to heat their home this winter, a trend that has increased for the second year in a row. It's likely to impact low-income families across the state and nation, leading to an increased demand for energy assistance programs. Homeowners and renters nationwide are expected to see a 17.2% increase in their heat bill this winter compared to last, according to an estimate from the National Energy Assistance Directors Association. The increase will put millions of lower-income families at risk of falling behind on their energy bills and having no choice but to make difficult decisions between paying for food, medicine, and rent. A spokesperson for WEC Energy Group, which serves more than 4.6 million customers across the Midwest, said the typical Wisconsin customer will likely pay around $20 to $30 more per month this winter. The increase is largely being seen because of a spike in natural gas prices. The U.S. Energy Information Administration expects a surge to last through the winter, given that Russia's invasion of Ukraine has reduced overall supplies while global consumption remains high, that according to NPR. Some state and local programs will help residents pay their energy bill, including Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program, an income-based program that helps eligible households with their heating and electric bills. The program offers assistance to households that make less than 60% of the median state income. In a follow-up to a story we reported on Tuesday, the U.S. House Committee won't force Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to testify before its next televised public hearing, if that takes place within the next month. In a status hearing in federal court Tuesday, attorneys for Voss and for the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol said they'd agreed that the committee won't enforce its subpoena before a federal judge rules in the lawsuit that Voss filed to block the order. That ruling could come on October 24th, the day that federal judge Pamela Pepper scheduled for the lawyers to argue on the merits of Voss's lawsuit. The committee was scheduled to hold its next hearing today, but has postponed the session, citing the impending landfall of Hurricane Ian. Voss sued the House committee on Sunday after being served with the subpoena Saturday afternoon. In his suit to block the order to testify, Voss cited the short notice he was given and said his July conversation with former President Donald Trump was outside the scope of the committee's charge to investigate the January 6th attack. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.